Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, August 26, 2019, at 1:30 p.m. We're on the record. As always, we'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Sinigal, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Hall.
Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, again, I thank you for this opportunity. Opportunity to represent the citizens of Jefferson County. I ask that you continue to bless Jefferson County, all the elected officials, all the family members, and all the staff of Jefferson County. I ask that you bless those that's fighting for our democracy abroad. I ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Sit, pledge in unison.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome Commissioner Hall, Hallmark, back to Commissioners Court. I thought you told me you'd never come back.
Actually, he said it was such good hands, he didn't have to come back.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today a little bit out of order. Item A, under engineering, to consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Mr. Don Rayle for years of dedicated service to Jefferson County Engineering Department and to the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Hallford, second by Commissioner Sinigal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it unanimously. Don, you look like you got a bunch of family here today.
Hey.
Department co-workers. This resolution reads, be it remembered in meeting of the Commissioners Court held on this day. After being motioned and seconded, the resolution passed. It says, whereas Don Rayle has devoted his entire working career to serving the citizens of the state of Texas and the citizens of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism. Whereas Don began his career in civil engineering in 1958 after leaving Lamar State College to join the formerly Texas Highway Department, during which time he was instrumental in helping plan the design of Interstate Highway 10 along with countless other road projects. And whereas Don retired from the Texas Highway Department in 1991, joined the Jefferson County Engineering Department, became the Director of Engineering in 2010, and through hard work and commitment to excellence, Don has earned the respect of his colleagues and citizens of Jefferson County by managing and directing projects to rebuild and improve county infrastructure. Whereas Don, having made a significant contribution to the engineering department, deserves to be recognized for his unselfish and tireless devotion to the common good and for the welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, knowing that he will be missed by his friends and co-workers. Now that it's time to retire and devote some time to his family and to some relaxation, so therefore will be a resolve that Jefferson County Commissioners Court hereby honor and commend Don Rayle for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes him well in his retirement. Don, this is a bittersweet day for a lot of us. You have been truly a jewel to work with. I'll never underestimate the value of your service to the citizens of Jefferson County. I want to present you with this flag that was floating over the courthouse, and we'll get Commissioner Weaver and Arnold, who are out of town this week,
right,
to sign it. And here is your watch, which we hope you will enjoy for many years.
You can tell you now, wait a minute, what type of watch that is?
It's a rolled on neck.
Go right here.
Thank you for your comments, Judge and Commissioners.
been a long day coming. And I've got a lot of family here that I'd like to introduce. First of all is my wife, Dorothy. You can stand. Thank you. She's been through a lot, and I appreciate all the help she's been, projects and so forth that I've been involved in all these years. We have five daughters, and they're all here. First one is Monica, and her husband Brad, Mason. Monica, wave your hand. Stand up. And then Elizabeth Donaldson. She's here. She has her son Jeff with her. And then comes Kathy Ellison, and she has her husband Jimmy with her. And a lot of you know Jimmy as having been in the police department here for many years in Beaumont, and now is the chief of police for Abilene Christian University. After Kathy and Becky, and Becky is a teacher at Marshall Middle School. And our last, number five, is Bonnie. And Bonnie teaches at Legacy Christian. My wife retired as a teacher, and so most of my daughters followed in that field. This has been the most rewarding time in my life to serve Church McKinley. We've done a lot of things together. Still got some things to do, but we're headed in the right direction. And I want to thank the commissioners and the judge, former Commissioner Hallmark, for bringing me on board and letting me be a part of this. It's been a special time in my life, and it's been very rewarding. Getting to do what you like to do is special. And I always liked doing engineering work. Doing the projects that we worked on were special. And I can't thank you enough. To all the department heads, to Deb, everybody. Patrick, I appreciate y'all's help. Kathleen, your help. It's been a joy to work with everyone and make it function like it's supposed to. So I'm just going to say thank you to everyone. Gary, your department. Greg, your department. Thanks. I've got some guests here, Little Worsham. He's now with LJA, and he's been in about four different areas when he and I first started way back on working on projects for the county. Thank you, Bill, for coming to Mossman. This is a special time. I see Mike Resetek back there with Texas Parks and Wildlife. Thank you for being here. I'll be here the rest of the week. I don't close out till Saturday. But everybody was going to be gone next weekend. So the judge said, no, let's do it this weekend. So I appreciate it. And I want to thank all of you for being here. There's a little cake and punch and coffee apples up in the rejuvenated old courtroom. And if you haven't been up there to see that, please come up and visit with us. Thank all of you for a wonderful, wonderful time. And I'm not going to leave that for you. Fred, thank you. Yes. keep up the good work.
Ms. Redd, I want to say it's a pleasure. It was a pleasure. It's a pleasure seeing this day where you can really ride out on your own terms. I've been calling you a short timer for about 2 weeks now, and you always gave me that special smile, that sucker. So I want to say it's been a pleasure. I came in green. I'm still pretty green, but Commissioner Alford reminded me that I'm not a rookie anymore. But your patience and your understanding of and how to explain things to me where I can understand it and get things done. Quiet leadership, that's what's missing today. A lot of quiet leadership. I make a little too much noise, but I'm gonna try and do better. God bless you and your family, and looking forward to seeing you again, my friend.
Thank you.
And Don, I'll say this, you know, it's hard to replace the knowledge that you bring, because if you think about it, just last week we sat down in the newly revised old courtroom, and you brought to us an opportunity for a different direction. Everyone can't do that. You brought to this court, to this county, things that people may not even remember. You can't just get that overnight. We appreciate everything you've done for this county. And you know what? Your wife says time to dab a dawn, come home.
County has been very successful in securing beat the oil spill funding, over $115 million for coastal restoration and protection. And none of that would have been possible without the education that Don and Bill Worsham and Reditech gave me, along with Ducks Unlimited. Y'all were always supportive of your help and helping me understand the importance of those coastal areas. Benefit citizens of Jefferson County for hundreds of years to come. And so I hope you're going to be there whenever we unveil the new beach days next year. All right. It's easy to find an engineer. It's a little bit more difficult to find an engineer who understands this wacky mess called county government. All right, moving on to under County Commissioners, item C is to consider and receive a presentation of information from the Young Men's Business League. Got a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. Donnie, are you going to be the speaker today? You and David?
Judge, I am. And I'm very excited to be here on such a joyous occasion. You know, I didn't know I was going to have to come to court. I thought I was always going to get to see Mr. Rayo when I was eating my muffin and drinking coffee at the bakery. And then I discovered that you're not a part of that. So I wonder if we're going to be running each other. Congratulations. What an honor it is to be here. David and I and the members of the organization are here to fulfill our obligation with our payment, our second payment this year for the profits and the rent that we paid for Ford Park. I'm very excited to present this check to you today as our second part of the payment. This check today will be for $172,544. And with the previous payment of $25,000 brings a grand total of $197,544. So with that payment, maybe we can afford the watch that we gave our engineer. Also, I just would like to say that we're very, very fortunate to have a facility like Ford Park that we're able to put on our fair and bring our community together, especially in the beautiful time of the spring, whenever we do have the fair now. Without it, we would not be successful in the projects that we put on. This past weekend, we assisted the Youth Soccer League with their tournament. We showed people all over those fields all weekend, and it was great to see those smiling faces. We've got an upcoming project with girls volleyball. We have a basketball tournament that will be still put on this year before we give our Christmas baskets out. So those are available to us because of the revenues that we generate during the fair. And without that beautiful fairground, we wouldn't be able to do it. So we're very excited. I do have one more figure to present to you, and that is that after 15 years of partnership with the county, we have contributed $2,462,488. So we love being a partner with the county, and we look forward to many years to come.
Thank you so much. David's another retiree who said he'd never come back.
I'm back. Judge and Commissioners, it was a good year for the fair. You know, we had pretty good weather. We had one little bad day. But I really like the working relationship we have with the county, and it's been prosperous for both. And I hope we continue to do good work.
I'm sure we will. We value our relationship with YFBL. We have always worked well together during recent budget hearings. We discussed improvements to the midway, and so hopefully by the time the fair rolls around, we'll see some more progress in the facility.
Thank you, Reverend. Thank you.
Also, I believe, Don, you're going to be having a retirement party at the Commissioner's Court?
Yes.
And where is that going to be?
In the historic courtroom upstairs in my
On the fifth floor. Very good. Thank you. All right, now, returning to items under purchasing, item A is consider approved specifications for a term contract for mowing for Jefferson County. Item B is to receive file bid for a term contract for paper stock and envelopes for Jefferson County. Item C is to receive and file a contract termination release of earnest money for the offer from Park Shawman to purchase Jefferson County land on Bitterbow Road, known as the precinct number 2, Rock Yard, in response to RFQ for commercial real estate broker services for land located on Bitterbow Road, with $2,500 in earnest money being released by Texas Regional Title, of which $1,500 is to be released to Jefferson County, $1,000 to be released to Clark Schaffner. This is a contract termination release of earnest money was approved by the Commissioner's Court on August 12, 2019. Item D is to execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for the Sheriff's Department law enforcement equipment uniform with Burgoon Company, GT Distributors, Inc., Gauls, LLC, and ICS Jail Supplies, Inc. for a third one-year renewal from August 19, 2019 to August 18, 2020. With proposed price increases as shown on attachment A due to rising costs of material manufacturing and transportation. Item E is to consider and approve execute, receive, and file change order number 2 for the siphon control structures of all cut ditch and salt pile at the Gulf Intercoastal Waterway of Jefferson County with BDS Constructors LLC, DBA MK Constructors, for an increase of $129,275 to furnish and install 16 HDPE bins for the 36-inch directionally drilled pipes to facilitate a design modification to meet construction plans, bringing the total contract amount from $7,386,093.20 to $7,515,368.20. It will increase the number of working days for the project by 10, bringing the total number of contract working days from 120 to 130. This grant is funded by grants from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation and North American Wetlands Conservation Act, and any construction costs not covered by these grants will be funded by the county settlement of BP. Item F is consider approved disposal of scrap metal, scrap property to be transported to a metal salvage company and there sold to such prices that may command, with the funds being returned to the county. Item D is consider and approve a donation of surplus property as authorized by local government code section 263.15284 by donating 400 cots to be used in shelter facilities to a charitable organization, in this case, the American Red Cross. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and the county auditor. There's five items. Item A is consider approval of budget transfer for the service center for replacement of fourth rolling gap in the amount of $3,000. Item B is consider approval of budget transfer for road bridge precinct 3 for additional costs for dues and subscription. Item C is consider an approved budget transfer for precinct 3 for additional costs for fuel. Item D is consider an approved budget transfer for constable precinct 8 for additional costs for insurance in the amount of $5,000. Item E is regular county bills, check numbers 462658 through 462870. We have a motion on those items under auditor.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Hoffman, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county commissioners, item A is consider approving amended Jefferson County Commissioner's Court Rules of Procedure Conduct in the quorum pursuant to House Bill 2840. Item B is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to excuse compromise settlement relief related to damages and cause number D-131980. Style Jefferson County, Texas versus Kiera Chante Parmier and Celeste Alexandra Flores. Item C has been covered. Item D is consider possibly approving a resolution authorizing submission of the Texas Community Development Grant Block Grant Program Disaster Recovery Acquisition Buyout Grant Application to the Texas General Land Office in the amount of $2,651,308.80, and authorizing the county judge to act as the executive officer and authorized representative in all matters pertaining to county participation in the CDBG Disaster Recovery Grant Program. Item E is considered possibly approved nominations to the Spindle Clark Center Board of Trustees for two-year terms, which expire on August 31st. One is for Rebecca Ford, appointed by Commissioner Arnold, and one is for Frank Coffin, appointed by Commissioner Weaver, if wrongly said by the county judge. So, do I have a motion on those items under Commissioner's Court?
Judge, could I entertain us pulling off on A to everybody's here?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll table A.
A.
And put it back on next week.
Okay.
And on items D, D, and E, do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Hoffman, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And on that buyout acquisition program, that money will really be going to buyouts in Fort Arthur. All right, under County Tax Assessor Collector, item A is received, file, executed an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the Texas Department of Motor Vehicle Provision of Equipment and Consumables used while acting as agent in administration of motor vehicle titles and registration. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Allman. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And under Human Resources, we have one item, which is to consider possibly approving granting extended leave without pay for up to 90 days for Clark Simmons, a detention officer with Jefferson County Correctional Facility. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Risk Management, item A is considering possibly approved self-insuring any loss covered by the public official bond for deputy clerks and all other employees of the county district clerk in accordance with Texas House Bill 1494, which will be effective September 1st, 2019. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. All right, that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Set the next hearing
just
date.
Just remind them that, right, that we will not be meeting next Monday, right?
Monday.
It's a holiday Monday, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll be meeting on Tuesday.
I won't be here.
We will not have court next week because of the
Texas Association of Counties
Legislative Conference. And Don, I see that Tim Cooper is also showing up here.
Good.
He's a little bit late to the party.
Well, he'll make the party.
On that change order on the siphons that are going in, another part of our coastal restoration process, the change order was because the original engineering drawings had the pipes, four pipes in each location. And the engineering drawings originally had been coming out of the ground at an 11-degree angle and then laying down and going into some box culverts through which the water's going to flow. The problem was when they came out of the ground, they didn't lay down. We had to get additional fusing. And where the pipe came out of the ground, they had to fuse the, they're going to have to fuse the pipe down and go into the box culvert in this high-density polyethylene pipe. So hopefully, going to finish off these projects pretty soon to be able to commission those. And Tim, I understand that you may have found some other disaster recovery money in the budget at the Department of Interior for another cycle.
Yes, Judge, we've got a commitment for more funds.
Come on up to the podium. Tim Cooper with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Department.
Yes, we did find some additional disaster recovery dollars. Turns out in the Maria Storm supplemental funding, there was a resiliency component that we applied for. And because of some of the work we've been doing here, we were fortunate enough to get funded for a third siphon further upstream on the Saltine system.
And where would it be located? Closer towards Chambers Canyon?
It's actually going to come across at Sabine Ranch to come into Star Lake. That's where we're looking at bringing it across.
Right. Well, that's wonderful news.
It is wonderful news.
Thank you so much for your work on that.
Judge, I got one to ask. I was at a legislative update with Patrick, and we might need somebody in your office to check on this. We were informed that there's $1 billion from Hurricane Ike that hadn't been used because it could not be matched. There's still a lot of people in Jefferson County with needs. Can you put somebody, assign somebody to see what it would take for us to attempt to acquire some of that funding?
Yes.
Yeah. $600 million of that money was in Harris County alone that was not spent when they got their new over $2.5 billion in direct appropriations to Harris County and the city of Houston following Harvey. This morning, after I met with regional planning last week and found out that that we're oversubscribed on our applications for housing recovery, we've got a lot more applications than we have dollars to complete the project. So this morning I sent, I typed a letter to diplomacy to Commissioner Bush because there are some other areas that have gotten disaster declarations that have been allocated funding under the methods of distribution, but are unable to spend it because low to moderate income restrictions on the funding. So I asked Commissioner Bush in that letter to reallocate that money to Southeast Texas. And he's helped us in the past, and so I'm hoping that that letter will be met with some success in reallocating that funding, because if you don't, there were 116,000 homes that were damaged or destroyed in Harris County, but Harris County has 20 times the population of Jefferson County. They only had 5 times as many homes destroyed as Jefferson County. We had 21,845. So per capita, Jefferson County suffered the worst damage of any county, with Orange right behind us. So I think something like 19 trillion of the 37 trillion gallons that were dumped by Harvey were dumped here in Jefferson and Orange County. So we'll never want to see that again. But we're going to work towards getting some more money allocated towards long-term housing recovery. Okay, anything from any other elected officials? All right, well, thank you all for being here. Please go up to the fifth floor and enjoy Don's retirement. Thank you.